Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is commenting on what's happened to David Walliams. In case you don't know, he's a comedian. Had that huge breakout with Little Britain, a radio show, then on television from 2004, and created many grotesque characters, but also known from about 2008 as a children's author. So wrote many marvelous and thoroughly engrossing and very mirthful children's storybooks. So he achieved a tremendous amount for education and literacy, getting children especially those who were not inclined to put their noses into books. So creating many hilarious stories and some very colourful, sometimes horrid characters. And so they were published by HarperCollins. So he's published lots of books, and I've dipped into them, although I'm slightly over the age that they were aimed at when they came out, like Billionaire Boy, Gangster Granny, The Boy in a Boy in a Dress, The Worst Children in the World, Mr. Stink. I can't remember that one about the guy who pretends to be his own twin and claims that they were both called Bert because the parents couldn't afford another name. So that's him. But, you know, even say he says that he's moved in on some of the characters he did in blackface and things like that, some of the characters about who are transvestites and so on, he thinks that those were unpalatable. He oughtn't have done that and things, you know, and so on. This is what comedy is pushing boundaries. Now, he's been accused of inappropriate behavior. That's what humor is, inappropriacy, because it just doesn't work, because it's breaking the rules, that is a misunderstanding and things like that, that is daring, that laughter is the only way to react. Now, what is this inappropriate behavior? It's not been spelt out. Maybe they're libel proofing. Whoever's accusing him is not confident of it then. And he says he's never done anything wrong. Has he ever done anything wrong? I don't know. But, you know, nobody's even accused him of a crime. And on the basis of an unproven allegation, he's been dropped by his publisher. I know they have the right to run their business as they see fit. Perhaps they consider reputational damage. Are they being too feminazi? Are they being woke or something like that? Inappropriacy towards women. Anyway, there was no investigation. David Walliams says that, he's not been asked any questions, not had an opportunity to defend himself and things like that. So an employee who worked for the publishing company claimed that he behaved the wrong way towards her. Now, what is that? Impliedly, there will be sexual harassment. I don't know. I'm guessing. Okay, maybe it was alleged a racist insult or whatever. I don't know. But as it's a man to a woman, he's heterosexual, strikes me that it's likely to be some sort of a sexual overture. If it was touching her against her will, they'd say that'd be sexual assault, and they would have said that, but they didn't. Although, again, they might be worried that there'll be a defamation suit because it's a very grave thing to accuse him of. Now he's published all these books, 60 million copies sold all across the world, translated to 55 languages. None of them makes it more likely he's innocent or indeed guilty. But goodness. So it's just very unfair that he's been dropped and people are not going to like invite him to literary festivals on the basis of all this. So what did he do? Did he flirt with somebody? Did he crack a joke? Did he ask them on a date? I don't know what he did. Maybe he did absolutely nothing wrong and he doesn't have previous on this one. So it is a terrible injustice. I hope some other publishing company snaps him up. But wait a second. Let's imagine the allegations are true. He's done something he shouldn't have. It's inapt behavior. It might be unpleasant, distasteful. He's been upsetting to somebody. He's made someone feel uncomfortable. Okay, that's bad. That's disgraceful. He ought to apologize, make some assessment, and that's it, and move on. Why is there no mercy? Why are there no second chances? You know, people who commit crimes, serious crimes, they get let out of jail. They might have committed many serious crimes and into a halfway house and help with accommodation and help with finding a job and things like that and reskilling. And society absolves them, allowed to rebuild their lives and contribute. The odd thing is, if high status people, somebody in the learned professions, like a doctor, a dentist, a solicitor, a barrister, an engineer, accountant, if he or she does something wrong, that's it. If he or she forges a document or lies to a client or forms a consensual intimate relationship with a patient or someone, a former patient or something like that, he or she is thrown out, cast in the utter darkness. There is no mercy. There is no possibility of forgiveness. But the odd thing is, people who commit real vicious crimes, they get endless forgiveness. You see the gross injustice. Now, David Walliams, he's an actor, he's an author, and he doesn't seem to have got any mercy, and he might be as innocent as a lamb. So I do feel rather sorry for David Walliams. I've warmly appreciated his marvelous humor, And I've seen him hosting various talent shows. And yes, he makes catty comments. And that is part of the humor. You don't like his show, don't watch his show, don't go on his show if you're not willing to take these rude comments. Because sometimes make these cutting remarks. And since then, Michael Barrymore back in the 90s, I can't remember what his show was in the mid-90s, they began to show the talentless as well as the talented ones. And that was part of the humor. And people were invited to laugh at interesting freaks. Okay. It was maybe slightly ghoulish. There was something of, I'm just trying to think what the right word would be. It seemed faintly bullying. But anyway, these people chose to go on that show. And if you're going to put yourself up on stage, you're inviting comments. And those can be harsh as well as laudatory. Now, he's done things like he did Nazi salutes on a comedy panel when he was on Would I Lie to You? Okay, but that's what comedy is. Things that are unsuitable, things that are edgy. Some would think revolting, immoral, and so on. I don't think he's even his worst enemy would say that he's a Nazi, okay? It's a pity when I have to explain to people the concept of a joke, right? Which is like not the truth. He's lampooning National Socialism, not adulating it. But, you know, some people pretend not to get that one. So there we go. It's an awful pity. He's done so much for the gaiety of my generation and perhaps the one above. So it's terrible. He's a very, very gifted comedian. He's won the National Television Award for his work. And he was given the Order of the British Empire. He's done so much to raise funds for charity and to promote the arts. He swam across the English Channel. So really multi-talented. And it would be a terrible, terrible shame to lose him and deprive many millions of the joy he's brought into their lives. So even if he did something wrong, surely we should find forgiveness for him. I hope the woman concerned, if he ever mistreated anyone, could find it in her heart to forgive him. Whatever he's done, if he's done the slightest thing wrong, it's not the worst crime. Would you like to go on a date? Or you are beautiful or something like that. Would it be along the lines of this? Looking at someone for arguably a second too long? Maybe inept, foolish, distasteful, all the rest of it. But he's not dangerous, so don't treat him like a felon. Anyway, I hope somebody snaps himself up. It would be so wrong to deprive more children of whatever books he might write and the public of things he's going to do. Anyway, there are pastures new he could move on to. Might go to the United States or somewhere else where he could do his shtick. And I really appreciate it. It was hilarious, a slightly gross out humor he used to do. And some people find this unpleasant. And him cross-dressing these days of transgenderism, many people would think, oh, that's so degrading to us and we shouldn't be held up to mockery. Ridiculing a vulnerable community is bigoted and transphobic or something like that. It really wasn't seen that way in 2003 when his show went on TV. Right, thank you, everybody. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.